Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us, whether you are joining us here in person or online. I know there are quite a few folks online this morning. We have just a few announcements. One, worship and music will meet this Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Zelma did not make it onto the prayer list. This week in the bulletin, there were a couple of little omissions. Please continue to pray for Zelma. And as most of you probably know at this point, Latifa had a pretty bad fall down these front church steps Thursday afternoon. She has broken her ankle and is in a pretty severe amount of pain. So one, if you will pray for her. And two, I think Crystal is organizing some kind of meal train. So if anyone would like to provide a meal for Lynn and Latifa, please reach out to Crystal for that information. And speaking of Latifa, we have a prayer shawl for her that we'd like to pray for and then send it her way this afternoon. She will likely have surgery, so she'll see an orthopedist this week to get that scheduled. But it's going to be a long road of recovery for her. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks that we can come to you in prayer with all of our needs and the things that we want. And we ask today that you would be with our sister Latifa, who had a bad fall. We ask that you would help to not only be at work in and through the medical care she is receiving, but that you would also be at work through the pain medication to relieve some of the pain that she's experiencing. Be with her, give her comfort, give her hope. Remind her that she is not alone, that we are praying for her and loving her and cheering her on in her recovery. Help us to find ways to support her and Lynn as they have a long road of recovery ahead of them. We ask that you would bless this prayer shawl with our prayers and our love so that when she feels the weight of it on her lap, that she would feel the weight of our love and care, prayers and support. In Jesus' name, amen. We have one birthday this week, Amy Fritz, and no anniversaries. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Are there any other?
Ignore the Lutheran Men and Mission meeting the 24th. We will not be meeting again until protocol is relaxed.
Okay. So no Lutheran Men and Mission meeting on January 24th. All right. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude.
Thank you.
Please stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who sends the Word with angels, who is made flesh among all peoples, and who breathes peace on all the earth. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Holy God, we confess our sin before you. We replace compassion with competition. We seek what is mighty while ignoring the meek. We are quick to anger but slow to forgive. We have not put on love in harmony with you. Wrap us in the grace of your powerful word. Swaddle our hearts with your peace, that all we do, in word or deed, may reflect your love born among us. Amen. I bring you good news of great joy for all people. God has come among us in the child born of Mary, Christ the Lord. In Christ, your sins are forgiven, and you are clothed with peace. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you revealed your Son to the nations by the leading of a star. Lead us now by faith to know your presence in our lives, and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is from the book of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, and young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and they shall proclaim the praise of the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm appointed for this morning is parts of 72. Give the king your justice, O God,
and your righteousness to the king's son,
that he may rule your people righteously,
and the poor with justice,
that the mountains may bring prosperity to the people,
and the hills in righteousness.
Let him defend the needy among the people. May he live as long as the sun and moon endure. Let him come down like rain upon the mown field. And this time may the righteous flourish. May the kings of Tarshish and of the Isles pay tribute. May all kings bow down before him. For the king delivers the poor who cry out in distress. He has compassion on the lowly and the poor. From oppression and violence he redeems their lives. The second reading is from the book of Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given to me for you, and how the mystery was made to me by revelation. As I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery has been made known to mankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and the prophets by the Spirit, so that as the Gentiles may become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers of the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. Although I am very least of all the saints, the grace has given to me to bring Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things. So that though the church, the wisdom of God, in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in heavenly places, this was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they'd heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, everybody. Today is a really special day for me. 1 year ago today, I was ordained. Ordination is kind of a hard thing to explain, but what it means is that there was a worship service where I was prayed over and commissioned and set out to be a pastor. And so I want to share a little something with you about that. There are two instances in my life when I thought that my prayers were not being heard by God and that God wasn't answering my prayers. The first was when I was a little girl. I used to lay in bed at night and plead with God, "God, please give me a family. Please give me a family. I wanted a family so badly." But time went on and I didn't get a family, and so I thought that God did not hear my prayers, that God wasn't listening, and sometimes I felt like God didn't care. But when I was 23 years old, that many years later, God answered that prayer. That prayer that I had prayed all those years ago, so many times when I was a little girl, God answered that prayer by giving me a mom who adopted me, and now I have a family. The second time it took a long time, or what seemed like a long time, for God to answer a prayer, in July of the year 2000, I first felt the Holy Spirit nudging my heart to become a pastor. And there were several years where I worked toward that goal, and it just seemed like it wasn't going to happen. There were a lot of obstacles. There was a lot of healing in my own life from my childhood that I had to go through in order to be healthy enough to become a pastor. But there were a lot of years where all of the prayers that I had prayed and all of the hard work that I'd put in to become a pastor, I thought it was all in vain. I felt like God didn't hear those prayers, that God wasn't answering them. But last year, on June 9th, 2021, that prayer was answered when I was ordained to be a pastor. And so what I want to share with you about those two things is there are going to be times in your life when it feels like God isn't listening, when it feels like God doesn't hear your prayers, when you might wonder, does God even care about what I'm going through? And I want to tell you that with my whole heart, yes, God hears every prayer that you speak with your mouth, every prayer that is in your heart and your mind. God sees and knows every tear that you cry, every giggle of delight that you share with the world. God hears that and delights in that too, that there is never a moment that God isn't with you, that God isn't loving you, that God doesn't care about you. And in the times and seasons in your life when it seems like God isn't listening, and when it seems like God isn't hearing your prayers, I promise you that God is. It might take years and years for you to realize what the answer to those prayers is. It might take God a long time to answer those prayers. But that doesn't mean that God doesn't hear our prayers. God hears every single prayer that we offer. One of the hard things I think about being younger is that we don't always have a lot of experience behind us to know that God is with us, that God is hearing us. I think one of the gifts as you get older, and especially for some folks in our congregation who have several decades of age on them, they have a lot of experience of seeing how God is with them and how God answers prayers. And sometimes it makes it a little bit easier to understand that God is with us because they have that experience. But as you grow older, and the more and more that you see God answering your prayers and you see signs that God is with you, it'll become a little bit easier. But until then, you can hold in your heart and you can trust that God is with you and that God hears your prayers. Let's pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for knowing every tear that we cry. And thank you for always being with us. Help us to know in our hearts and in our minds that you hear our prayers even when it doesn't seem like it. Remind us that you are always with us and that you love us so very much. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Since arriving at Holly Grove a year ago and moving to Lexington, I've had to use my smartphone to help me get around town. I'm proud to report that a year in, there are many places I can get to without the aid of my device. But there are still many places, including to many of your homes, that I still have to type in the address and let my phone guide me to my destination. It's truly a modern-day convenience that I would be lost without. In today's gospel lesson, we hear the last scene of the Christmas story. The Magi, who in our reading for today are called the wise men, the Magi were led to Jesus, not by a smartphone, not by GPS or MapQuest, or even a map. They were led to Jesus by a star. With great hope, they embarked on a long and arduous journey. Since they were seeking a king, they first went to Jerusalem because that's where the kings are supposed to be. But upon meeting a fearful and quite deceptive King Herod, their route was recalculated by prophecy. The star given to them by God led them to Bethlehem and identified Mary's son for them as the Messiah that they were seeking. Scripture tells us that when they saw the star where it stopped, they were overwhelmed with great joy. When the Magi saw the Christ child, they bowed down and worshiped him, and they presented him with gifts fit for a king. Today we remember this story and celebrate Epiphany, which is God revealing God's self in Jesus Christ to all the world, to all nations, to all people. God has come to us, and in the flesh of Jesus Christ, God's very presence took on earthly form. In the coming weeks, in the season after Epiphany, we're going to hear stories about how God revealed and continues to reveal God's presence in and through Jesus and his actions. Spiritual director Ruth Haley Barton says this about the Christmas story: God showed up in ordinary and unexpected places to ordinary and unexpected people. For the original hearers of Matthew's gospel, God revealing God's self to the Magi would have been more than unexpected. The original hearers would have been puzzled, disappointed, and probably even frustrated. You see, Matthew's gospel was written to Jewish Christians to help them understand that in Christ, God had fulfilled all of God's promises to Israel. Matthew opens by situating Jesus in Israel's history, in the line of David, and then God reveals God's self to the Magi? The Magi, for the original hearers, would have been on the far end of the spectrum of Gentiles. They were astrologers, which is what now some might call horoscopers. But this profession and these practices were against Jewish law. So not only were the Magi foreigners, not only were they Gentiles, they were pagans. Their beliefs and their practices were forbidden by God. They were as Gentile as you could get. So why? Why would God reveal God's self to these people? Why would the star guide these kind of people to the Christ child? The star and the Magi's journey revealed and continue to reveal Jesus, who is for all people. The promise that God made to Abraham all the way back in Genesis, that all nations would be blessed through him, is now revealed to the whole world in Jesus Christ. And that includes Gentiles. And that includes us, because we are all Gentiles. God comes to us in Jesus Christ for all nations and for all peoples. No exceptions, no restrictions, no conditions. It is this message that the Apostle Paul was called to live and proclaim. He understood his call to be making people see that the mystery that had been hidden for the ages was that God in Christ had united all people. Gentiles were now members of the same body. Gentiles were now partakers of the gospel of Christ. Paul boldly proclaimed that in Christ, God was uniting all people, that Gentiles were now included in God's people. This was a radical and very challenging shift, because then, just as now, the people of God, who are called to steward God's grace, want to monopolize God's grace. From its birth, the church has put up walls to separate insiders and outsiders. Every generation has decided who the outsiders of that generation are. But Scripture and the Apostle Paul make it clear that there are no distinctions that exist in Christ. In Christ, there is no us versus them. In Christ, there are no insiders and no outsiders. Any human distinction that we can come up with based on race, culture, gender, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, ability, appearance, citizenship, socioeconomic status, none of these or anything else we can come up with can ever, ever exclude anyone from God's love and grace and mercy. Nor should they ever exclude anyone from the church. The inclusion of Gentiles among God's people that we celebrate today on the Feast of Epiphany is not our doing. It is the work of God. And God invites and calls us to join God's work in uniting all people together. One commentary I read this week says this: submission to God's gift of light carries the call to accept and proclaim the inclusion of outsiders within the mystery. The call and charge of Epiphany is to go out into the world as the body of Christ and carry the light of Christ to a world in darkness. The late Lutheran pastor Steve Gerhard said this: Epiphany is a time for showing the same kind of concern for the world that God has shown in the birth of Christ. Think about it. For God so loved the world, the whole world, that God sent God's only Son so that the world might be saved through him. God so loved the whole world, the cosmos, the entire created order, so much that God became human and God revealed God's self to outsiders. God's desire to unite all of God's children in Christ continues to be the call of the church. We ourselves, who were once outsiders, are called just as the Apostle Paul was, to make known that the boundless riches in Christ Jesus are for all nations and for all people. May we faithfully live out and fulfill this call and this charge in our church and in our lives. May it be so to the glory of God, the one who has come to us and the one who makes us one with Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Joining our voices with the heavenly host and Christians throughout time and space, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of wonders, you sent the Magi from afar to witness the mystery and majesty of your birth. Send us into the world with your will in our hearts and on our lips. Merciful God, you created heaven and earth. Through your Spirit sent all-encompassing love over the entire creation. Bless the stars that guide our way and the night sky that invites the earth into slumber. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You sent the Magi to follow the star into an uncertain future. May all leaders and people seek your face, especially when paths are not clear, conflicts rage, tyrants oppress, and fear abounds. Merciful God, hear our prayer. You sent the whole family to seek safety in a new land. Protect all who make similar journeys. Send your guiding light, Spirit, to asylum seekers, refugees, and all who journey towards safety. Merciful God, receive our prayer. You send your Spirit to dwell with Paul in person. Send your Spirit to those who are struggling or grieving in any way, especially Gary, Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill and Raven, Tim, Duty, John, Neil, the family of Robin Beck, Mike, Carolina, Latifah, our friends and family on the prayer list, and those we now name aloud or on our lips or silently in our hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Your glory is shown to the saints. We give thanks to those whose earthly journey has ended and now dwell with you forever. Give us signs of your continued presence until that day when we rise in you. Merciful God, receive our prayer.
Rejoicing in your word made flesh among us, we commend these prayers to you, confident of your grace and love made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share a sign of God's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, your word made flesh brings harmony to the earth. As we offer ourselves and these your gifts, prepare us to receive the grace and truth you offer at this table, and renew us in the song of your salvation, and Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give our thanks and praise to the Lord our God.
It is right
to give our thanks and praise. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for the promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for your openness, for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us and bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come and see what God has made known for you. Please stand. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
We thank you, wondrous God, for Jesus, God with us in these gifts of bread and wine. As we have shared this feast of love, strengthen us to share your love with all the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen.
Together, our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, rejoice in Christ our Savior. Thanks be to God.